This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project, with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, O male and female servants, slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why are we learning the Arabic language? Why do we want to understand the Arabic language? Because it's the language of the noble Quran, because it's the language of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it is the language of al-Islam, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we are currently in Medina Arabic Book 3, mashallah. We've completed Book 1. We've completed Book 2, and inshallah in this majlis, we begin with lesson number 10 of Medina Arabic Book 3, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, what will we cover in lesson number 10? Well, subhanallah, we've already learned that the Arabic language, sentences are either verbal sentences or nominal sentences. A jumla ismiya, a nominal sentence. It begins with what? It begins with a noun, walhamdulillah. And then we have a jumla fi'liya, a verbal sentence, and it begins with a verb, mashallah, excellent. Well, in lesson number 10, they go into a bit more detail. When we say that the nominal sentence begins with a noun, well, there are different types of nouns. Different types of nouns. Let's see. Number one, the sentence could begin with a normal simple noun or a pronoun. Example, Ana mujtahidun, Muhammadun kabirun, huwa talibun, Fatimatu kabiratun. All of these sentences, we began with a beautiful simple noun or a pronoun. Walhamdulillah. Jamil. So it's a jumla ismiya, nominal sentence, which began with a noun or a pronoun. Jamil. Number two, it could also begin with another type of noun. What type of noun? This is what we call masdar mu'awwal. Masdar mu'awwal. Where we have an, and then the fi'il mudari', which is mansub. We have an, and a fi'il mudari', which is mansub. Example, antadrusa, to study. Antadrusa, tadrusa is mansub. It's a fi'il mudari'. Why is it mansub? Because it came after an. Antadrusa, to study. Al-arabiyyata, Arabic, afdalu, is better. Antadrusa al-arabiyyata afdalu. Here we say that the antadrusa, both the words, antadrusa, both of them together, they are the mubtada. Both of them together, they are the mubtada, they are the subject, walhamdulillah, jameel. Remember, all jumla ismiya, they have a mubtada and a khabar, a subject and a predicate. Subject and a predicate. Example, Muhammadun kabirun. Muhammad is our mubtada, our subject. Kabirun is the information, is the predicate. And so, in the masdar mu'awwal type of jumla ismiya, we have antadrusa. This whole thing here is our mubtada. Al-arabiyyata afdalu. Antadrusa, the whole thing is our mubtada. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. Excellent. Another example in the Quran. Antasumu khayrul lakum. Antasumu to fast. That to fast is better for you people. So, antasumu. This whole thing, antasumu, is our mubtada. It is a masdar mu'awwal. Walhamdulillah. Then we move on to number three, the third type of jumla ismiya beginning. It begins with the huruf mushabbahatu bil fi'l. Huruf mushabbahatu bil fi'l. What's the huruf mushabbahatu bil fi'l? Example, inna wa akhawatuha. Inna and its sisters. So a sentence like this. Inna allaha ghafurun rahimun. Inna allaha ghafurun rahimun. Inna allaha is our mubtada. Began with inna, allaha. Allaha is mansub because of the inna. This whole inna allaha, this whole inna allaha is our mubtada. So we've gone through three types of beginnings for the jumla ismiya, the nominal sentences. Number one, simple noun, pronoun, Muhammadun kabirun huwa mujtahidun. Second type, masdar mu'awwal, antasumu khayrul lakum. Remember, masdar mu'awwal, antasumu, antasumu. You can either, for example, antadrusa, antadrusa, uridu an akhruja, I want to exit. You can say uridu an akhruja, or uridu al-khuruja. Khuruja is the masdar. But masdar mu'awwal is when we use an and the fi'l mudari' mansub. We can either say uridu al-khuruja, I want to exit. Or uridu an akhruja. If you say uridu an akhruja, you use the masdar mu'awwal. But if you said uridu al-khuruja, then there you use the actual masdar. Walhamdulillah. And the third type, inna and its sisters, inna allaha ghafurun rahimun. Walhamdulillah. As for verbal sentences, then they either can begin with a fi'l tam, a complete type of verb. Example, dakhala, he sat. Jalasa, dakhala, he entered. Jalasa, he sat. Nama, he fell asleep. Jalasa, he sat. Qama, he stood up, etc. We say that this is a fi'l tam, a complete type of verb, because it requires a fa'il, it requires a doer, it requires a doer. And also it gives us meaning by itself. Whereas the second type of fi'il is the fi'il naqis, fi'il naqis. This is our kana, kana means it was, our kana and our laysa. Here, we need more information. You can't just tell me kana. Khalas, what does that mean? But if you told me jalasa, it means he sat. So kana is a fi'il naqis. Laysa is a fi'il naqis. Incomplete type of verb. Jameel. And so bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we will be covering in this lesson the jumla ismiya, the jumla fi'liya, and the different types within each one. Walhamdulillah. We move on bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, ad-darsul ashiru. The 10th lesson. رَنَّ الْجَرَسُ رَنَّ الْجَرَسُ رَنَّ is our verb. What رَنَّ? رَنَّ is a fi'il tam. رَنَّ الْجَرَسُ What rang? The jaras rang. The bell rang. وَبَدَأَتِ الْحِصَّةُ الْخَامِسَةُ And the fifth period began. وَبَدَأَتْ بَدَأَتْ بَدَأَ means to begin. بَدَأَتْ feminine. Why? Because حِصَّة is feminine. وَبَدَأَتِ الْحِصَّةُ الْخَامِسَةُ And the fifth period began. مَرَّتْ عَشْرُ دَقَائِقَ أَوْ أَكْثَرُ مَرَّتْ has passed, has gone. مَرَّتْ عَشْرُ دَقَائِقَ has passed 10 minutes. أَوْ أَكْثَرُ or more. وَلَمْ يَأْتِ الْمُدَرِّسُ وَلَمْ يَأْتِ الْمُدَرِّسُ لَمْ يَأْتِ and didn't come. الْمُدَرِّسُ who didn't come and the teacher didn't come. سَئِمَ الطُّلَّابُ الْإِنْتِظَارَ سَئِمَ to get tired. سَئِمَ الطُّلَّابُ the students got tired. الْإِنْتِظَارَ by waiting. The students got tired of this waiting. وَطَفِقُوا يَتَحَرَّكُونَ مِنْ أَمَاكِنِهِمْ وَطَفِقُوا and they began. طَفِقَ means to begin something. طَفِقَ, جَعَلَ, شَرَعَ all of them mean to begin. وطفقوا, and all of them began, they started, يتحركون, حركة means to move, يتحركون, and they started moving, من أماكنهم, from their places, ويعبثون, and they started to just mess around, so they started to move from their places, maybe their chairs, their seats, their desks, they started to move away from there, and they are just making a din, making a mock of matters, and ويعبثون, and they are just in a state of chaos. فبعضهم وقف يخطب. So some of them stood up and they started to deliver like speeches. فبعضهم وقف يخطب. And so some of them stood up and they are delivering speeches. وبعضهم جعل يكتب على السبورة. And some of them started. جعل also means to start. يكتب على السبورة. And some of them started writing on the board. And some of them started writing on the board. دخل المراقب فجأة. The muraqib, the one in charge of matters, the one in charge of the attendance register, etc., like a monitor. دخل المراقب, the muraqib entered فجأةً suddenly. وقال ما هذا? What is this? أمركم فوضى. You people's affair is in chaos. You people are in chaos here. كأن الفصل سوق. It is as though the classroom is a marketplace. كَأَنَّ الْفَصْلَ. It is as if, it is as though the fasla, the classroom, سُوقٌ. It's now a marketplace. اسمعوا. Listen carefully. Listen. إِنَّ مُدَرِّسَكُمْ مَرِيضٌ. Indeed, surely, no doubt, you people's teacher is sick. مُدَرِّسَكُمْ مَرِيضٌ. فَلَمْ يَحْضُرْ الْيَوْمَ. And he is not present today. فَيُمْكِنُكُمُ الذَّهَابُ إِلَى الْمَكْتَبَةِ. And so it is possible for you people to go to the library. فَيُمْكِنُكُمُ الذَّهَابُ إِلَى الْمَكْتَبَةِ. And so it's possible for you people to go to the maktaba. Maktaba is the library. أَوِ الْإِنْصِرَافُ. أَوِ الْإِنْصِرَافُ إِلَى الْمَهَاجِعِ. Or insiraf. Insiraf means to disperse. أَوِ الْإِنْصِرَافُ إِلَى الْمَهَاجِعِ. Or to disperse to your dormitories. أن تذهبوا إلى المكتبة خير لكم. أن تذهبوا, to go. Remember مصدر مؤول. أن تذهبوا, for you people to go إلى المكتبة, to the library, خير لكم, is better for you people. So you have two options. Go to your مهاجع, your dormitories, or go to the library. It's up to you. But if you go to the library, it is better. The maktaba is better for you. Alhamdulillah, you will read majallat, you will read magazines and kutub, etc. خرجنا من مبنى المعهد. خرجنا من مبنى المعهد. We exited from the building of the institute. The institute building. معهد is institute, مبنى building. خرجنا من مبنى المعهد. كانت الساعة الثانية. كانت الساعة الثانية. كانت الساعة الثانية عشرة والنصف. The time was ثانية عشر, 12:30. The time was 12:30. كانت الساعة, the time was الثانية عشرة والنصف. The time was what? What was the time? The time was 12:30. رأى بعض زملائي. Some of my colleagues, they felt, their opinion was, أن نعود مدرسنا المريضة. رأى بعض زملائي أن نعود. Some of my colleagues, they had the opinion, أن نعود. نعود means to visit. أن نعود مدرسنا المريضة. That we should visit our sick teacher. فقلت لهم, I said to them, ليس الوقت مناسبا. The time is not appropriate. ليس الوقت مناسبا. ليس الوقت, the time is not مناسب. مناسب meaning appropriate. للعيادة, the time is not appropriate to visit. عيادة is when you visit somebody who is sick. سنعود بعد صلاة العصر إن شاء الله. We will return after صلاة العصر إن شاء الله. That's a better time, a more appropriate time. سنعود بعد صلاة العصر إن شاء الله. We will return after صلاة العصر إن شاء الله. قالوا الرأي رأيك. الرأي رأيك. الرأي, the opinion is your opinion. Basically, your opinion is what we go with, insha'Allah. قَالُوا الرَّأْيُ. رَأْيُ means opinion. أَهْلُ رَأْيِ, people of opinion. They would call the Hanafi scholars of old أَهْلُ رَأْيِ. قَالُوا الرَّأْيُ رَأْيُكَ. The opinion is your opinion, and so we will go with what you say. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. We move on now, insha'Allah, to the exercises, tamareen. Ajib anil al-as'ila al-atiya. Answer the following questions. Lima lam yahdur? Lima lam yahdur al-mudarrisu? Lima lam yahdur al-mudarrisu? Why did the teacher not attend? Lima lam yahdur al-mudarrisu? Jawab. Li'annahu maridun. Li'annahu maridun. Lam yahdur. لم يحضر لأنه كان مريضا. Another way of saying it. لم يحضر. Remember, there's a sukun on that. لم يحضر. لم يحضر. لم يحضر. لأنه كان مريضا. لأنه كان مريضا. Because he was sick. Or لم يحضر لأنه مريض. لأنه مريض. Excellent. Or you could also say كان المدرس مريضا. كان المدرس مريضا. كان المدرس مريضا. ما شاء الله. من الذي سمح للطلاب بانصراف. Who is the one who granted permission to the students to exit, to leave, to disperse? Man? Huwa al-muraqibu. Huwa al-muraqibu, the monitor, the one in charge. Number three. Kam kanat as-sa'atu indama kharaju min mabna al-ma'hadi? What was the time when they left from the building of the institute? Kanat as-sa'atu al-thaniyata asharata wan-nisf. Wan-nisfa indama kharaju min al-ma'hadi. That's a full answer. كم كانت الساعة عندما خرجوا من مبنى المعهد؟ جواب. كانت الساعة الثانية عشرة والنصف عندما خرجوا. When they exited من المعهد. والحمد لله. جميل. Exercise number two. الجملة إما اسمية وإما فعلية. A sentence is either nominal or verbal. فالجملة الإسمية هي التي صدرها. The nominal sentence has at its beginning. Number one, اسم صريح, a clear noun. Example, الله غفور. Allah is the noun. الله غفور. Or هذه مدرسة. هذه مدرسة. This is a مدرسة. هذه is a pronoun. أنا مجتهد. أنا مجتهد. All simple, clear, اسم صريح, clear nouns, ما شاء الله. Number two. با. Oh, it's مصدر مؤول. Example. أنت سهم خير لكم. What's a مصدر مؤول? Where you have أن and a فعل مضارع, which is منسوب. أن plus فعل مضارع منسوب. أنت سهم خير لكم. أنت سهم خير لكم. Then they say that. ف أنت سومو تقديره سيامكم. It's understood as سيامكم. سيامكم. سيامكم is the مصدر. And to say أنت سومو would be using the مصدر مؤول. Number three. حرف مشبهة بالفعل. A حرف which is similar to a verb. إن الله غفور رحيم. It does the function of a verb. إن الله غفور رحيم. So الأحرف المشبهة بالفعل هي إن وأخواتها. إن and its sisters. إن أن كأن لكن لعل لأن ليت etc. All of those are the sisters of إن. So what do? They make the word after them take a fatha. Inna allaha. So inna allaha together is now the mubtada. Walhamdulillah. And we call this a jumla ismiya. Jamil. As for jumla fi'liya, verbal sentence, it has at the beginning a fi'l tam. Fi'l tam, it needs a verb. It needs a dua. Fi'l tam needs a dua. Example, طلعت الشمس. The sun has The sun has risen. طلعت الشمس. So طلع means to rise. What has risen? Something has risen. So we require a dua. So that's the fi'l tam, jalasa, kataba, etc. Then we also have fi'l naqis, incomplete type of verb. This is kana. Example, kana and its sisters. Kana al-jawu baridan. Kana al-jawu baridan. The weather was cold. Kana al-jawu baridan. Kana al-jawu baridan. Al-af'al al-naqisa hiya kana wa akhawatuha. Kana and its sisters. And then this summarize matters for us. Jumla. Number one on the right hand side. Jumla ismiya. Allahu ghafurun. Antasumu khairul lakum. Inna Allaha ghafurun rahimun. The first one, ism sarih. Second one, masdar muawwal. Third one, inna and its sisters. Huruf mushabbahatun bil fi'l. As for jumla fi'liya, tala'ati shamsu. This is fi'l tam. Kana al-jawu baridan, fi'l naqis. Wa kana Allahu ghafuran rahima, fi'l naqis. Excellent. Then they want you, they say they istakhrij, ما في الدرس من الجمل الإسمية وعين نوع الصدر في كل واحدة منها. They want you to extract the various nominal sentences from the lesson and tell and explain what type of beginning does it have. Does it have a مصدر مؤول? Does it have إنا وأخواتها meaning حروف مشبهة بالفعل? Or is it اسم صريح, a normal, simple, clear one? Which one? So look into the lesson and pull out the various nominal sentences. So if we look into the lesson, there's quite a few there. Example, فبعضهم وقف يخطب فبعضهم وقف يخطب فبعضهم فبعضهم. This is a clear ism sarih. Some of them. فبعضهم بعضهم وقف يخطب. So ism sarih. Then we also have إن مدرسكم مريض. حرف مشبهة بالفعل إن. Then we also have the كأن الفصل سوق. كأن الفصل سوق. كأن أن. So that's also حرف مشبهة بالفعل. Excellent. What else do we find there? We have الرأي رأيك. الرأي رأيك. That's اسم صريح. أن تذهبوا إلى المكتبة خير لكم. That to go to the library is better for you people. That's a مصدر مؤول. والحمد لله جميل. Number two. استخرج ما في الدرس من الجمل الفعلية وعين نوع الصدر في كل واحدة منها. Do the same with regards to the verbal sentences. Example, the simple beginning. رن الجرس. رن الجرس. What type of verb is رن? رن is a فعل تام. بدأت الحصة. بدأت الحصة. بدأت الحصة. بدأت الحصة. So بدأت is also a فعل تام. مرت. مرت عشر دقائق. مرت is another verb and it's also a فعل تام. ولم يأتي. 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 ولم يأتي المدرس. يأتي is a فعل تام. سئم الطلاب. سئم. سئم is a فعل تام. Requires. Requires دوا. جميل. Then what else do we have there? We have وطفقوا يتحركون. This is new. وطفقوا. طفقوا وطفقوا طفقا طفقا and they began and they started moving. وطفقوا, this is a فعل ناقص. طفقوا is a فعل, فعل ناقص. Excellent. طفقوا is a فعل ناقص. جميل. Moving on. دخل المراقب فجأة, فعل تام. دخل. فلم يحضر اليوم, يحضر فعل تام. فيمكنكم الذهاب, فعل تام. خرجنا من مبنى المعهد, فعل تام. كانت الساعة, فعل ناقص. سنعود بعد صلاة العصر, فعل تام. والحمد لله. Exercise number 3. حول المصادر الواردة في الجمل الآتية إلى مصادر مؤولة. So change it. بقاؤك هنا في العطلة أحسن لك. Remaining here in the holiday is better for you. Baqa'uka, remaining here, your remaining here, huna, fil 'utlati ahsanu laka, is better for you. Change that there to masdar muawwal, baqa'uka, anta baqa. أن تبقى هنا، أن تبقى هنا، أن تبقى هنا في العطلة أحسن لك، أن تبقى هنا في العطلة أحسن لك. Excellent, mashallah. So we took it from a مصدر and we changed it to the مصدر مؤول and the meaning is the same. Another example. سكننا، سكننا أو سكن أو place of residence في المهجع أفضل لنا. سكننا في المهجع أفضل لنا. Our staying in the dormitory is better for us. أن نسكن، أن نسكن، أن نسكن في المهجع أفضل لنا. أن نسكن في المهجع أفضل لنا. قال المدرس، قال مدرس الخط، قال مدرس الخط، the teacher of writing, the one who teaches them how to write. كتابتكم نصف صفحة بخط جميل أحب إلي من كتابتكم صفحات بخط رديء. ما شاء الله. He says كتابتكم, you people's writing, نصف صفحة, half a page, بخط جميل, with good handwriting, beautiful handwriting, أحب إلي, is more beloved to me, من كتابتكم, than you people's writing, صفحات, many pages, بخط رديء, with bad handwriting. Half a page with good, beautiful handwriting is more beloved to me than many, many pages with bad handwriting. Jameel, mashallah. And so, they want us to change that there. What do we change there? قال مدرس الخط أن تكتبوا, أن تكتبوا, to, for you people to write, نصف صفحة بخط جميل أحب إلي من أن تكتبوا صفحات بخط رديء. Excellent, ما شاء الله. Exercise number 4. ما تقدير المصدر المؤول في قوله تعالى في سورة البقرة وأن تعفو أقرب للتقوى. That to forgive and overlook is closer to تقوى. عفا يعفو مصدره عفو. عفا يعفو مصدره عفو. جميل. And so the request from us, جيد. What is the تقدير of the مصدر مؤول في قوله تعالى في سورة البقرة أن تعفو أقرب للتقوى. What's the مصدر مؤول؟ أن تعفو. They gave us أن تعفو. So what is the مصدر with regards to that matter? The مصدر with regards to that matter would be عفوكم. 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 جميل. أن تعفو is what's in the Quran. أن تعفو. What is the أن تعفو standing for? It's in the place of, it's in the place of عفوكم. أن تعفو is in the place of عفوكم. عفوكم. جميل. You people's forgiving. Exercise number 5. هات ثلاثة أمثلة للجملة اسمية صدرها أحرف مشبهة بالفعل. جيد. Simple from the examples they gave us. For example, إن الله غفور رحيم. إن الله غفور رحيم. مشبهة بالفعل. إن الله غفور رحيم. كان الفصل سوق. Not كان. كأن الفصل. كأن الفصل سوق. كأن الفصل سوق. لعل بلال يزورني اليوم. So basically, they are asking that you make جملة اسمية, nominal sentences, using what? The حرف مشبهة بالفعل, basically, إن and any of the sisters of إن. إن الله غفور رحيم. كأن الفصل سوق. It's as though that the classroom is a سوق. جيد. لعل بلا, لعل بلالا يزورني. لعل بلالا يزورني. Perhaps Bilal will visit me. Exercise number 6. هاتي ثلاثة أمثلة للجملة الفعلية صدرها أفعال تام. So verbal sentences beginning with a complete verb. جيد. جلس محمد. Simple. جلس محمد. رن الجرس. كتب سليمان. Simple ones, ما شاء الله. كتب سليمان. دخل المدرس. جميل. Then Number 7, they want now af'al naqisa. Af'al naqisa. كان الجو حاراً. كان الجو حاراً. جيد. ليس القلم مكسور. ليس القلم مكسوراً. كان الجو حاراً. The weather was hot. ليس القلم مكسوراً. ليس القلم مكسوراً. ليس القلم مكسوراً. كان and its sisters. كان الجو بارداً. كان الجو حاراً. كان المدرس غاضباً. The teacher was angry. Excellent, mashallah. Then number 3. طفق يفعل كذا. جعل يفعل كذا. أخذ يفعل كذا. أي شرع يفعله. All of this means that he began doing the action. Tafiqa means he started, he began. Ja'ala, akhada, all of this here. Shara'a, all of them mean the same thing. هذه الأفعال الثلاثة تعمل عمل كان. They do the action of كان. إلا أن خبرها يجب أن يكون جملة فعلية فعلها مضارع. Except that its khabar must be a jumla fi'liya and its verb must be in the fi'l mudari'. أدخل كل فعل من هذه الأفعال في جملة مفيدة. Enter the following into meaningful sentences. طفق الرجل يصلي. The man began to pray. طفق الرجل يصلي. طفق الرجل يصلي. طفق الرجل يصلي. جيد. جعل الطفل يضحك. جعل الطفل يضحك. The kid started to laugh. جعل الطفل يضحك. جعل الطفل يضحك. أخذ الطالب يقرأ. أخذ الطالب يقرأ. The student began to read. Student began to read. Excellent. ما شاء الله. شرع المدرس. شرع means to begin. Just like the previous ones. شرع طفق جعل. All of them mean to start. All of them mean to begin something. شرع المدرس يشرح. يشرح. The teacher began to explain. شرع المدرس يشرح. Excellent. Provide the مضارع of the following. So they give us تحرك. They gave us تحرك. تحرك. يتحرك. يتحرك. تحرك. يتحرك. To move. Then عبث يعبث. عبث يعبث. Ya'bathu means like to not have order in matters. Sa'ima, to get tired. Sa'ima yas'amu. Sa'ima yas'amu. Sa'ima yas'amu. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Tabarakallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah. With that, we have now covered a third of book 3. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah. This no doubt is a milestone. MashaAllah. Tabarakallah. And so, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, in our next majlis, what we will do is, we will do a little bit of revision pertaining to lessons 1 up to lesson number 10, inshaAllah. Lessons 1 to 10, revision, we will cover in our next majlis. Walhamdulillah. Before we move on, inshaAllah, to a prophetic maxim, a little bit of vocabulary, inshaAllah. ذبح. ذبح means to slaughter. ذبح means to slaughter. ذنب. ذنب means a sin. Sin. As for ذهب. ذهب means gold. ذهب, gold. Excellent. ذوق. ذوق means to taste something. ذوق means to taste something. As for إذاعةٌ, we did this word previously. إذاعةٌ, إذاعةٌ means a radio station. إذاعةٌ, a radio station. تذكرةٌ, tickets. ذكيٌ, so-and-so is ذكيٌ. He is very ذكيٌ. ذكيٌ means intelligent. Walhamdulillah. We move on to a prophetic maxim. يا عبد الله, يا أمت الله, أو نبي, أو رسول. Our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ, talking about Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure. Allah is طَيِّب. لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. And He does not accept what is pure. Allah will not accept the matters which are pure, subhanallah. That which will have qabool with Allah are those matters which are pure. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah. What can this hadith mean? this hadith in reality covers all aspects of our lives. All aspects of our lives, mashaAllah. This is to do with our alaqa with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also our alaqa, our relationship, our link with fellow man. My salah. Do it properly. Perform that salah with ihsan. You want to put forward a pure prayer, not a diminished, contaminated type of prayer. You are purchasing the animal for udhiyah, for qurbani. Purchase the best. Make sure that you use your pure halal income in its purchase. Your meals, your 3 meals a day, 4 meals a day, 2 meals a day. Your income, make sure that it is pure. Because how can you give charity with impure wealth? Allahu musta'an. How are you going to find barakah in that home, in that wealth, in those clothes, in that food, if it was purchased, if it was bought with the haram, with the impure? If you are eating impure, how are you going to have pure, good, tayyib offspring? Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. And so this hadith here covers all aspects. Allah will accept that which is pure, and as for that which is tarnished, that which is blemished, that which is contaminated, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept that. Why? Because Allah is pure, and so He wants to accept, and He accepts that which is pure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who are pure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us an increase in knowledge which is beneficial. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'a. We ask you for knowledge which is beneficial. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa'. We seek protection in you from knowledge which does not benefit. Allahumma musta'an. Hayyakum Allah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, until we meet again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and keep us blessed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us keys for good and make us not keys to evil. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.